46, 14 before 9. I was mentioned watching NFL Films Classics on YouTube yesterday while I was pumping aluminum. We're all jonesing for some football, right? But if you want to just see what the game was like back in the day, especially look at the old Saints highlight films from 1971, Archie playing quarterback, it's pretty fun to watch, man. LSU kicks off the season against Clemson there in South Carolina on August 30th. It'll be here before you know it. Today's July 11th. And Jeff Palermo joins us now, our friend, WWLSU columnist and WWL.com columnist, Louisiana Network News Director, talk about Tigers and recruiting. How you doing, Jeff?
Oh, I'm doing well, Tommy. How about yourself?
I'm jonesing for football. You?
Yeah, I could have, last night being a Thursday night, I could have even gone for like a Browns Titans Thursday night NFL game on in the background, right?
Go to YouTube. Go to YouTube and look up NFL Films Classics. And they even have it's like a screenshot because you can see, I mentioned the scroll underneath the show as it's airing is like of Dow Hattie and the Oakland A's during the Moneyball run. And then they got a Saints-Rams score from years and years ago. And it's an interesting time capsule, especially to see what the game looked like then and what it looks like today. So it'll kill some time if you're looking to do that.
All right. Might do that this weekend.
Tell me about LSU football and commitments and signees and recruiting and everything else.
Well, yesterday was a big day for the LSU football program as, according to ESPN, the top high school football recruit in the class of 2026, Lamar Brown, who plays at University High, and for those that do not know, University High is located on the LSU campus, but it's not always a guarantee that a great player from University High will end up at LSU. There's been examples of guys that have wanted to, play somewhere else, which is understandable in the sense that, hey, I've spent six, five, whatever, how many years it is in grade school through middle school and high school. I'll go into U High and I want to see what else is out there. What else does the world have to offer? So some kids do decide to go somewhere else. And we also understand how recruiting means it's so much about money and all that kind of stuff. But LSU was able to get it done. Lamar Brown, this kid's a five-star prospect. If he decides to play as an offensive lineman, the belief is he'll be an outstanding offensive lineman if he decides to, and his heart is being a defensive lineman. He wants to play on the D-line in college football. So if he decides to do that, well then, he's expected to be one of the top players in college football. So it was a big commitment for LSU to get. They really had to fend off Texas A&M, who was very aggressive in trying to get him to come to College Station, much like they were successful in getting Christian Harris, who was a outstanding player at University High. And well, Christian Harris originally was committed to Texas A&M, but then ended up at Alabama. But they've had at least a little bit of success in getting commitments from U High players at Texas A&M. So this was an opportunity for the Aggies, but LSU was able to get the commitment, and then they followed that up by getting a three-star edge rusher from Orlando, Florida, DeAnthony Lafayette, to commit to LSU. So, and DeAnthony Lafayette chose LSU over Oklahoma and Miami. So LSU, which was outside the top 10 in a lot of the recruiting rankings, has really made up some ground here since the 4th of July holiday.
I'm going to throw this out to the audience, 504-260-187. You're a top recruit. Would you want to go, and you're going to U High, would you want to go to LSU where you know everything, you're familiar with the surroundings and everything else, or would you want to see something different? I can make a case either way, and what would you want your kid to do? When we come back, Jeff, I want to talk about the force that any of this has, how much you can count on any of this. Also, how do they decide who's getting paid what? Or is it a contract thing yet with name, image, well, not name, image, and likeness, with the money now that LSU has to spend? I don't know if they've even determined who gets paid what, how, but we'll talk about all that and how committing these commitments really are. 851 9-9 traffic now, WWL. WWL back with Jeff Palermo, WWL.com columnist, Louisiana Network News Director, texter about 50-50 on if you go to U High, would you want to go to LSU or would you want to go somewhere else? I can make a case either way, what you know and what you're familiar with as opposed to experiencing something new. I think if I had to pick, though, Jeff, I would say it's going to be enough of a transition to college football without everything else changing. So I would say go to LSU where everything else remains constant and then you adjust to the game. Thoughts?
Yeah, most of the kids that, you know, your high prospects, your big-time prospects do end up going to from University High to LSU. You know, mm-hmm. Nick Brossett was an outstanding running back and at one time held the record for most rushing yards and touchdowns by a running back in Louisiana high school football history. And he ended up going to LSU. And after he had graduated LSU, he had a job within the LSU football department as well. So it does work out for a lot of guys by just staying where they're at. So, you know, it's a tough decision, but man, it's, you know, Tommy, we know recruiting has just changed so much. It's now really the dollar and how much these guys are expecting to receive, whether it's through revenue sharing, which is now underway in college athletics, or through NIL deals. And that's really becoming the main decision, whether then more so than, you know, obviously back in the past, it was, well, is this a place that I think I could play right away? Do I really like the coaches? Do I feel at home there? Sometimes, you know, money is outweighing a lot of those other previous factors that went into where a kid decided to go to school.
So how binding are these commitments? Because if you got money involved, I would think it'd be a contractual situation, or can you do that? Does LSU know how they're going to spend their $20 million yet? Who decides who gets what? That's a lot to talk about, Jeff, so I'm going to turn it over to you with 2 minutes left.
Well, Austin Thomas is the man, the salary cap guy, if you would, over at LSU. You know, this is his third stint with LSU. He's considered one of the brightest minds in the college football world. He's been at other schools as well, including Ole Miss and USC. So that's mainly his job. And if you've seen, LSU has been hiring a lot of other guys in the recruiting department, and it's becoming more and more of a team effort. It's not just the coaches so much. It's now really becoming like a front office with scouts, very much like what you would see with the Saints. College football is moving in that direction where you're building up these front offices. So that's a big part of it. What were the other couple questions?
The binding nature of whoever these announcements.
You have the early signing period in December. Most of these kids that commit do stick with their commitment. You do have a few that sway, but now most of the time these guys commit, and especially the summertime going into their senior season is becoming a very popular time for these kids to decide where they're going, and then they, you know, 9 out of 10, 9.5 times out of 10, they do stick to it.
30 seconds left. At what point does it become a contractually binding thing where there's, you know, quid pro quo?
Well, I mean, I think we're kind of moving into that direction. There's no doubt about it. I think there's a certain understanding that when a, you know, especially a big time prospect like Lamar Brown, when he commits to LSU, he's expecting not only playing time but other things as well.
And I'm just wondering from the university standpoint. Well, if you know, if you can expect that, we can expect this. It's a mess. Thank you, Jeff. Have a good weekend.
All right, Tommy.
We'll talk to Ian McNulty when we come back.